Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You know what it is? Life. That's how we hit them, man. Mr. Revolution, live and direct, Fifth Seal Studios. You know? Ain't no carbon copies. Yeah. Gonna hit them like this, man, for the kingdom. Yeah. New level. Let's go. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. God miraculous, eternal praise give you my Father. In the offering of Jesus Christ, book of life offer. Yes. Published in the domain heaven. Pray for the loved ones, enemy and reverend. Rebuke the devil, armor of God. Armor. Blessed by the blood of Christ, righteous to cause. Right. God's will is none should perish. None. Breath of life right there in anyone right. Standing. Whosoever right. Do you understand it? Proper revelation in the time God commanded. Repenting of my sins, keep it real, never can it. According to the word, sola scriptura. Jesus Christ, we persecuted for putting truth on the truth. Share the gospel with some former shooters. Share the truth with the youth, atheists, or Buddhists. It don't matter, we all die, we all cry. Eternal life, the narrow path, we must know. I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I used to struggle with adultery hard. Giving in to the Jezebel was my car. Like David, it was crazy. I had me a lady, then God let the mistress crush my heart. Not good when we go against the patience. Do things in haste and we give way to Satan. Don't do it. Gotta get them off, seek the word of God waiting. Trial and tribulation due to Christ we face it. Victory, basic. Running over drummer kid. Right. Jesus knew I would leave it all behind. Even all the music that I came up with. I don't care who they are. Do this for the Lord, man. Your favorite rapper dead and gone. Let's pray they got the Lord, man. And if they are living, if they are, pray for the leaders. Cause in the hell no, Satan mistreat us. The only way Jesus say you at the death mode. This is how I get it in. Ain't the crazy death. I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here. What you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Welcome God. To the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here. What you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. The blood of Christ is my sword, my shield, and that's real. They selling souls for the love of the money, the deal. On top of that, why? They worshiping Satan as God. Huh? They call him Lucifer to see from the fact that he lost. A fallen angel that Jesus has bounded in chains. For his rebellion, the prison of hell, it remains hell. God is sovereign, he rule over dark and the light. And it is crucial knowing Christ, the light and the dark. Where do we start? It's faith and love and repentance. Before we finish, his clinic is full of forgiveness. I bear witness, the Lord is coming with swiftness. To repay, and nah, I ain't talking about Christmas. The world tripping, the inside earth is flipping. Thessalonians, the body of Christ, ascension. You better pray with your face to the floor and listen. God's love is eternal and you was worth it. Evil running high at the name of Jesus. You was worth it. I know that Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war. I know Christ came to set me free. That's why I'm still standing here, what you thought I'd be. And on the daily, praise God. And on the daily, praise God. Welcome to the victory and war.
Revolution one time, Fifth Seal Studios. It goes down like that, you know. We in the last days of time. Yeah. We watching the world, we see everything, man. What's in our realm of effect? According to the word of God, we know what it is. You know? Jesus said, be not blinded to the devices of the enemy. We not blinded. He gonna continue to show us, and we gonna keep exposing evil for what it is. That souls are not deceived and misled, you know?
Yeah. What's crackalating? Now I'm tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much love to all those that just, today's topic, the Prince of Life. The Prince of Life. That's right. The Sunshine. You know what I'm talking about? The S-O-N Shine. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir. Y'all know how it goes. This is When Hip Hop Meets Christ, homie Oasis on the line. Before we jump into it, open this thing up with prayer, man. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for starting us on our way. Thank you for all the blessings that you have given to us, Father. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love, Father. Thank you most of all for your son, Jesus, the Christ. Thank you for Jesus, the Christ. Jesus, thank you for your sacrifice. Father, thank you for the Prince of Life, because he is your sunshine. I pray that you would let your will be done this day. I pray that you would get all the glory from this broadcast. I now decrease so that you may increase in me. Let your will continue to be done, Father. And let me continue to be about our Father's business. So, Father, I ask that you would come in today, take over the broadcast, water the seed that will be planted. In Jesus' name I pray and I thank you. Amen. Yeah, for sure. We up in here. Today's topic, Prince of Life. The Sunshine. S-O-N. Shine. Yeah, Jesus. 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 Yeah, that's right. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. And Jesus is the life. You know what I'm talking about? Why do you hate Jesus? Those who hate Jesus, why? Why do you hate Jesus? When he only does you right all of the time. Scratch the record. If it's on that one. Why do you hate Jesus? Those that hate Jesus. Why do you hate Jesus when he only does you right all of the time? All of the time. Is that right? Do you not realize that the only one that should be hating Jesus is Satan? And he's the one that hates everybody. Jesus was manifested. Jesus was revealed, alive on earth, to destroy the works of Satan. Yeah. To destroy darkness. That's why Jesus was manifested. Jesus was manifested and revealed alive on earth to destroy the works of Satan, to destroy darkness. Jesus is the light. Not to get confused or twisted with all of them lights over there. Jesus is the light. You know what I'm talking about? He's the one who Satan tries to be like. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, this guy is himself. You know, he's an angel of light, but Jesus is the light. I'm talking about Jesus. He's the light. They so bright that we don't even need the sun. In heaven, ain't going to even be no sun. No moon, nothing, no S-U-N. That's how bright Jesus is. He's the light. You know what I'm talking about? Let there be light was the first thing that God said, even before he made the sun. See what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Let there be light over the darkness. Uh-huh. Jesus is the light. Jesus is Lord over darkness and the light. See that? Jesus is Lord over darkness and the light. Jesus is the victorious one. Think about it. Who else was born of God and of a virgin, man? You know what I'm talking about? He suffered because he loves you so much. He even died to fix your relationship with the Almighty God, who just so happens to be Jesus' Father. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about Jesus, the Prince of Life. the sunshine, S-O-N, shine. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He the one that died with the Almighty God. You know, who just so happens to be Jesus' father, man. Come on, man. He got pulled with the God Almighty, the creator of everything. That's Jesus' daddy. To be Abba Father. You know what I'm talking about? You call him Abba Father. Got to go through Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and the life. It's like everybody believe in one devil. There's only one God. And he made it to where you got to go through his son Jesus to come to him. Uh-huh. All of the ground. Quicksand. Sinking sand. Quicksand don't sink. It don't sink quickly. But the more you move in it, the more you sink. And you know what I'm saying? You sink slow. All other ground other than Jesus. That sinking sand, that quicksand. Jesus the way, the truth, and the life. His father, the one who raised him up from death. Jesus is the Prince of Life. The S-O-N, shine. Sunshine. S-O-N. I love you, Jesus. Y'all know we got them Holy Scriptures on deck. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate y'all tuning in. Get this word. You know what I'm saying? Right now. Let's take a break. Go to a song. Let the Lord inspire you. This is when hip hop meets the Christ. I'll let you in 5 minutes.
Revelation, you're my inspiration.
Yeah. What's crackin' like, man? What it is? You're now tuned in to When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, the Prince of Life, the Sunshine. You know what I'm talking about? The S-O-N Shine. Yeah. The Prince of Life, the Sunshine, S-O-N Shine. You know what I'm talking about? What it is, King, Young Genesis, I see you. What it is, man. You know what I'm talking about? Long time, no hear, no talk to, all that. But we still out here, pussy. You know how it go. You know what I'm talking about? Appreciate you tuning in, King. Much love to you from Abba Father. You know what I'm talking about? You know what to do when you're ready to talk. Yes, sir. Today's topic, the Prince of Life, the Sunshine, the S-O-N Shine in here. Yeah, he's my inspiration. That right? Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, yeah, that's right. Jesus is the truth. Mm-hmm. All right. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. That's why we talking about the Prince of Life. So why do you hate Jesus? Yeah, you know all those that hate Jesus. Why you hate? What you hate Jesus for? When he only does you right all of the time. Even when you do him wrong, he do you right. Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So why you hate Jesus? When he the only one that does you right. He only does you right and the only one that does you right all of the time. Do you not realize that the only one that should be hating Jesus is Satan, who hates everybody, including God. You know what I'm talking about? But Jesus, the Prince of Life, was manifested. He was revealed alive on earth. The spirit witness, the water witness, his blood witness. On earth, he was revealed alive on earth to destroy the works of Satan. Yeah, y'all still want to play with Satan? Jesus was revealed to destroy the works of Satan. He said it is finished. He wrapped it up then. It don't matter what we're going through now. He finished it then. Yes, sir. Jesus is the light. Jesus is Lord over darkness and the light. Yeah. Jesus is the victorious one. Think about it. Who else born of God and a virgin? He suffered because he loves you so much. He even died to fix your relationship with the Almighty God. You know what I'm talking about? Who just so happens to be Jesus' father. Yeah, the God Almighty, the Almighty God, just so happens to be Jesus' father, whom they persecuted, man, and whom you hate. Yeah. And guess what else? His father raised him from the death. Yeah. His father raised him up from death. Jesus is the Prince of Life. The S-O-N shine. Yeah. S-O-N shine. The sunshine. Not to get it twisted with the sun that shine for us. The light that light up the earth for us. But we talking about the S-O-N that shines for us for real. You know what I'm talking about? Got them scriptures on deck. Loving the Lord over this way. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. So without further ado, man, let's go ahead and jump into some of these scriptures then. Yeah. Let's go to the relation. We're going to kick it off like that. Talking about the Prince. Yep. Revelation. We're going to Revelation the 19th chapter. Shouts out much to all those that we're gonna start Revelation number 19. Get into the whole world to go. So because we do our broadcast, we're going to got alive as well. You know what I mean? He's our creator. And you're not only our creator, you get to know him as Father. And even closer, Abba Father, you know what I mean? All through Jesus the Christ. All right, so get into the whole word of God for yourself. Right now, let's look at Revelation number 19. Revelation chapter number 19, verse number 11. Start with 11. And it says, "Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness, he judges and makes war." Yeah. In righteousness, he judges and makes war. He always does what's right. You know what I mean? Everybody always trying to steal God's glory. God is the only one who always do what's right. You know what I'm saying? Man try to steal God's glory. The devil try to steal God's glory. It ain't happening. You know what I'm saying? "Saw a white horse in heaven. He who sat on him was called Faithful." Jesus always comes through. "And True. And in righteousness, he judges and makes war." He always right. Even works everything out for our good. You know what I mean? That we go through. Yeah, when you're riding with him. So what you hating Jesus for? Revelation number 19, verse 12 says, "His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns." Why we don't see that image of Jesus? You know what I'm saying? We don't never see that image of Jesus. We just see him looking like the male version of the Mona Lisa, like I always say. You know what I'm saying? But right here it says his eyes were like a flame of fire in the Bible. I'm going by what the Bible description says. "And on his head were many crowns." Yeah, many crowns on his head. Yeah. "He had a name written that dipped in blood." That's why people got a problem with saying Jesus, huh? Because that's the word of God. That's why when you say Jesus, it shakes up every realm. Because that's God's word. Jesus. Yeah. "His name is called the Word of God." Verse 14 says, "And the armies in heaven clothed in fine linen, white, the nation with the iron." "In the wine press of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God." Okay, now y'all out the first time in love. Y'all coming back to take over and crush the enemy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Think about that. You know what I'm talking about? Put that in your little pipe and smoke it. You know what I'm talking about? Because he the one himself that treads the wine press of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. He can't be soft and crush God's enemy. Huh? Yeah. If you come Christian, you be that. You know what I'm talking about? But right here, you got warriors over this way. You know what I'm talking about? We specialize in warfare. We stand up for the truth, and we go against Satan. You know what I'm talking about? And that's for real. We don't play. You know what I'm talking about? We do not play with the enemy. We represent the Son. You know what I'm talking about? Now I'm going to go ahead and let my other host over here, King G, as long as God give it to me, let him go and tell y'all about the Prince of Life. The sunshine. What it is, King?
Yeah, what's happening? Yeah. What up, dude? You know what it is, man. Yeah, you ain't even know. Yeah, God done stepped off up in here, boy. You understand? Hey, check it, man. You know, shout out to everybody that's listening, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. You already know who this is over this way here, man. This is Genesis, because God's youth need education, so I speak. Forgive us, because we are having some technical difficulties on the broadcast, and so I know you guys' connection may sound a little choppy, but excuse us while we work to get the wiring or whatever the satellite connection is. But there's a lot of distortion or a lot of breaks in between what you guys have been hearing. But we've been working to correct those problems right now. But anyway, just in case you ain't heard, you understand, we are talking about the sun, S-O-N. We're giving light, L-I-G-H-T. We're giving light, shall I say, to darkness, because darkness was on the face of the earth, and God sent his word and said, let there be light. And it's funny because he's still sending that same word, and he said, let there be light in the midst of darkness. You understand? And then there was light. Okay? So today in our lives, there is darkness. So he said, let there be light. And the light that he's sending us today is that light that he sent us in the book of Revelation. And with Oasis was reading, it's that light of the word. The light of what word? His word. What's his word? Jesus. Have you heard? Any heard about the Christ? Well, this is when hip-hop meets the Christ, and God woke us up today to get your mind right. That's why every day we fight. We fight for what? We fight to earn these stripes. Earn these stripes what? Earn these stripes to guarantee eternal life. Eternal life how? Because our spirit is connected with the Father God, the creator of all. Oh, man, y'all ain't ready for this. Uh-huh. It's the kingdom over here, man. We represent that fire. We represent, the crucifixion of that liar. Uh-huh. Y'all didn't know, boy, it's the truth, gripping them tight like suppliers. Told them, King, oh, they don't know what it is, man. I'm feeling good, man, because that scripture that you read in Revelation, and we began to hear the description of the coming of that fire. And we don't see those images. As always said, King, I agree. All we see is our Lord and Savior looking like, you know what I mean, how they make him look like. And we know that ain't how he look like. You understand me? You want to know what he look like? Look in the mirror. All right. Keep it moving real quick. Yeah. Like that. You understand me? We ain't playing with the enemy because he ain't playing with us. You understand? See, we suffer daily so that we can reign with him. So, yeah, we might suffer, you know, in certain situations, but once God endows us with that knowledge and understanding, then we elevate and we levitate, and when we levitate, we let them hate. Oh, gee, what you talking about, King? I'm just talking about the Christ. The anointed one with wisdom to give people life. That's all I'm talking about, just the Christ. You understand me? Giving praises to the S-O-N, the Son of God, the Son of Man. Why? Because he came through the birth canal of man. Yeah. But it was that spirit that was in it that made it so explicit. Can you dig it? Uh-huh. When hip-hop meets the Christ. Yeah, this is how we kicks it. Yeah, King O. Man, hey, boy, I ain't hollered at my homie in a long time, man. What up, King?
Yeah. You ain't back, huh?
We still experiencing those technical difficulties. It's a lot of breakup in the connection.
I don't know what's going on with it, man. But, yeah, man, like
there
I say,
you go,
brother.
You good right there. Mic check, loud and clear right there.
Yeah, you can hear me now? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, loud and clear right there. Yeah.
Okay, got distortion now. Okay, good. That's what I'm talking about. But yeah, man.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
I got to get the number on. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't got nobody's number no more or nothing but the number that's on the card. I got to get another phone, though, man. You know what I'm saying? But it's cool. Been out here in the wilderness, and you know in the wilderness, that's where you focus on Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, man.
Yeah, we maybe had to get a little more peace.
Yeah, he is, man. So it's all gravy, man. But, yeah, like I said, that's the Skype coming through right now. I still ain't got no phone. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
You can see a switch, man, about Christ's business. So through this tech, man, you know what I'm talking about, we can still put and do this broadcast. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we still push forward.
Yeah, so everything a lot of clones on me. Every good to go. Mike, check in.
Yeah, that connection bad a little bit, but we got you.
All right, that's what it is. This is about Jesus Christ. Let's see if we hear this music loud and clear. We'll be right back after these messages.
Yeah.
Coming back, so let's that be the reason. We gon' take this time now to take them just for breathing. Praise his holy name, not just only when we need him. In these last days, he's the one that I believe in. Push me out of bad place when we do a rough back. Show me who and where I really need to have my trust at. Anytime I'm doubting, ain't no doubt that he gon' crush that. On my list of needs, best believe that he's my must have. Praise keep me tough tight underneath his wingspan. When I'm on that road, I know Jesus is my wingman. Showing me the right route so I don't fall back. I know he got a shield up. Tell me what you call that. It's no real on the real, cause I'm for real. B, I'm trying to reach the lost, and I'm hoping that they feel me. Heaven is that place we can live and also feel free. Don't know if you gon' be there, but I'm praying that I will be.
A lot of gospel going around about the return of Jesus. People been telling folks they know when Jesus is coming back. Well, the truth is, homie, nobody know when Jesus will return except the Father in heaven. But I do know one thing, though.
When Jesus return, I'ma praise him.
Yeah.
Give glory to our Savior.
Yeah.
Cause he deserves a night crawl like the president in May. I'ma scream my hallelujah, my hands in the air. Then I'ma bow down and worship Jesus Christ, Savior. When Jesus return, I'm celebrating like it's a party.
Yeah.
If he gon' take us to heaven, that's where we ought to be.
Yeah.
When we get there, I'ma be as happy as the others. Cause we all don't feast with Jesus like the Last Supper. When Jesus return for us, I'ma make a lot of noise. Seem like I ain't got a choice to make sure you hear my voice. Hallelujah, Emmanuel is what I'm gonna be screaming. Right when I bow, I'ma beat myself to make sure I ain't dreaming. If they don't whip my bowing at his feet, I'm standing total silent. Till he say I can speak. When he gives me the word, I'ma give him what he deserves. More praises, more glory, we did what's superb. That's gonna be the best day I ever had. The day I get to see Jesus in his head. I'ma be so happy, I'ma scream amen like church folks.
Amen.
I might even dance like I got the Holy Ghost. And Jesus don't see how happy I am to see him. I pray he let me in heaven like he let the angels. Cause there's no place I would rather go. I'd love to go to heaven with Jesus, so I'ma let it show. When Jesus return, I'ma praise and give glory to our Savior. Cause he deserves a night call like the president in May. I'ma scream my hallelujah, my hands
hallelujah
in the air. Then I'ma bow down and worship Jesus Christ the Savior. When Jesus return, I'm celebrating like it's a party. Cause he gon' take us to heaven and that's where we ought to be. When we get there, I'ma be as happy as the others. Cause we all go don't speak with Jesus like the Last Supper. When Jesus returns to us, that day gon' be the coolest. I can't wait till Jesus move it. When he do it, I'ma lose
losing, I'ma go crazy, praising the Lord by screaming and dancing more. I'ma even give him hand, praise and clap like I ain't clapping for. But Jesus is Savior, deserve the behavior from his worshipers and praises, cause he did us a favor. So I'ma worship, I'ma praise him, I'ma even return the favor and give my life to Jesus Christ. And that decision is made, cause Jesus made a promise to all of his followers. He said he'd build a mansion in heaven in the desert. I'm looking forward to seeing that. When it's time for Jesus to come back, I'ma be so happy. I might jump around like I'm doing jumping jacks. Joy, I'ma have, feel so good, I can't explain it. But if my eyes start to water, please throw me a clean it. Cause Jesus got the power to make me shed tears of joy for being sweet to me like a chip of oil. When Jesus return, I'ma praise him and give glory to our Savior. Cause he deserves an encore like the president and mayor. I'ma scream my hallelujah, my hands hallelujah in the air. Then I'ma bow down and worship Jesus Christ. When Jesus returns, I'm celebrating like it's a party. Cause he gon' take us to heaven and that's
thank
where
you,
we
Jesus
ought to be. When we get there, I'ma be as happy as the others. Cause we all gon' feast with Jesus like the last
time. When Jesus returns, I'm gonna worship him. I'ma bring his glory by him.
Pause for a second cause I'm in my zone. Keep the word on me 24-7 like I download the app on the phone. It's a reason to clap my hands and shout out, Lord, you're worthy. Cause I could have been dead, but the Lord stepped in and gave his life before me. Now I'm sold out, and it be the reason why I'm boned out. I'm on now and I'm gone now. With the rock of ages, I'm stoned out. Keep a smile on when the child on. Never t-show when the child gone. No beast mode in the peace zone. Going hard for Christ until I go.
Places that we all know, Popo don't go.
Now I'm running head first, no falling. Demolition Derby, Herbie, what they call me. And I pray to take the pride and the lust away. But I ain't see it, but it taught me how to trust the day. Liquor, lie, weed and deceitfulness. Fornicate, curse and bona fide evilness. Uh-oh, I can feel folks staring. Pardon me as I get transparent. Parent, 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 parent. I said he pulled me out of hell. Yeah. And I ain't cussing when I say that deal. I said he pulled me out of hell. Yeah. And you can trust me when I say that deal. This is me being
Mic check. Yeah.
Mic check, 1, 2.
Fill me with your spirit, Father.
What you about to do?
Do preach me, Lord, so that you can be
well,
happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
know your people
mind,
suffer, Lord.
Hey, this is
I know they're tired of struggling. Father, bring your kingdom.
Yeah.
Resurrect life.
Yeah.
And these young
folks. Taking away too long, man.
I die for you, Lord.
Yeah. Why I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting the windy whistle. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. And I'm hitting the windy whistle. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. And I'm hitting the windy whistle. I'm out the window. I'm out the window. And I'm hitting with these missiles.
He said, breathe fire, boy. Crucify them liars, boy. Crucify death, resurrection of the life, boy. Yeah, represent the Christ, boy. The one with wisdom to give life, boy. I know they confused now. We in the game certified to win.
We don't lose now.
They been breaking all the rules now. God told me to check all these fools now. Told me to get in the game and make them move now.
So move now.
Fireman, and I'm breathing fireman. Open up my mouth and I'm crucifying.
Well,
I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting the windy missile. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting the windy missile.
About boy, that kingdom music boy, that kingdom moving boy, I'm in the game to move you boy, open my mouth and pop pop, I start shooting boy,
the fire of God and I told you I'm gonna move you boy, I'ma hit them on every level cause I'm sick of them, I'm feeding all this poison to these kids and them, God resurrected me up by the grave and he filled me with his praise and he let me out the cage, he told me get them so I'm getting them. No matter how I feel about him, he told me to get him. And if he got you in my vision, then I gotta hit him. He quit with these missiles and he told me to sick him.
Why I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting him with these missiles.
Window.
Yeah, I'm out the window. I'm hanging out the window and I'm hitting with these missiles. Who that is? Hanging out that window there. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Out the window. Out the window. Not hitting with these missiles.
Window and be hitting Satan with these missiles.
Yeah.
This is when hip hop meets the Christ. Shout out to all those that's listening.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. at the fireman. Yes, sir. And a breathing fireman opened up his mouth and he crucified liars, man. Yeah. What y'all thought? You know what I'm talking about? This is the Prince of Life. You know what I'm talking about? The Prince of Life. The sunshine. It's a wind shine, man. You know what I'm talking about? Light so bright, we ain't going to even need the sun, man. The S-U-N. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we got the S-O-N shine. Yes, sir. Hey, Genesis, can you hear me now? Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about.
Loud and clear, got all the...
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Yes, sir. God is still the greatest all the time, man. Yes, sir. For sure, man. So let's go ahead and let's get some more of this Prince of Life. The Prince of Life. The sunshine, S-O-N, shine. We read Revelation 19, verses 11 through 16. Now we're going to go to Acts, the third chapter. Acts chapter number 3. The actions of God through the apostles. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all hear it on that track that we just played. The actions of God through his son. Yes, sir. Young G. Give it to he. He going to give it back to us like it's supposed to be. That's what I'm talking about. Acts chapter number 3. For sure. Acts chapter number 3, man. Starting at verse number 14. Look at the Prince of Life, man. Crushing Satan, man. He ain't come here to shake hands with the devil. He ain't come here to make no deals with Satan. We come here to crush Satan. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I ain't playing with the devil, man. Yeah.
Right. Ain't nobody scared of the devil.
Right. We hitting the targets too. We ain't scared of him. Hitting him with the missiles. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He can't run from them, bro. They're going to blow up everything around him. Yes, sir. Missiles. Ain't no missing with that.
What, bro? They thought you precise with the aim anyway.
Right. You precise with the aim anyway, ain't it? Yes, sir.
Yeah, bro. I'm about 100% with an M9. I'm 96% with an M16. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. So just, and now we know who the target is.
That was Uncle Sam.
Yeah, that was his. He my uncle. I don't know who that clown is. Anyway.
You know how you grow up, man, and then you know how they show on TV, but they really be exploring real people's life when they mama be bringing folk to the house to my dad, they uncle, but they really be screwing them. Yeah, that's what this government do. They say they're your uncle, but they really screwing you. Yeah, right.
Oh,
man. Did he say that? Uncensored? Yeah, they brought me to Christ. You the kingdom, homie. Mm-hmm.
That right.
Yeah.
We real with this. We got a phone call. I ain't even know. Call us.
So who that?
256.
Hey, can I give a request?
What's up, cuz? What is that? What is DJ Krispy Kreme?
I want to hear that new Oasis, The Jews.
The Jews? That ain't came out yet, but I can freestyle that. I can freestyle that. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. The Jews. The Jews. We ain't wishing. We are the Jews.
Look out for that Genesis EP, man. We almost finished up with it, featuring Oasis, Big Hurt, and everybody else. Y'all look out for it.
That's what it is, man. Yes, sir. That's the deep word, man. Yes, sir. I've been
he
bragging on you too.
Great word. Because I'm telling you, it's coming.
Hallelujah. Appreciate you tuning in, man. Keep making them fire tracks. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Let's get it, man. Acts chapter number 3. Starting at verse number 14, man. Let's hit the devil with some missiles right queasy. You know what I'm talking about? Hit the old mentality, the human brain mentality by itself, apart from God. Hit that with some missiles, too. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Anything that's apart from God.
Hey, yo.
Satan came. Jesus came to destroy the works of Satan. What up, King?
Mike,
what up?
Boy, I gotta pause for the call for a few minutes. I gotta hop in that shower right quick. I'll be right back when Hip Hop meets the Christ in a second, man.
It's all gravy.
To wash these limbs. You dig? Cleaning this next to God. Yeah.
That's right. The living water. Get some living water right in.
I'm finna go and get baptized under the water.
That's what it is,
in
man.
In Jesus' name.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Why I can't do that? Last I handle this, I'm getting this Acts 3rd chapter, verse 14. And it says, but you denied the Holy One and the Just and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. Yep, those that hated Jesus. Talking to you. You denied the Holy One. Nobody else holy, man. Nobody. Nobody else holy. You denied the Holy One, though, and the Just, and asked for a murderer to be granted to you. And verse 15 says, and killed the Prince of Life. So that's evil right there. You killed the Prince of Life. How are we going to live, man? You know what I'm saying? That's evil. Killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, though. Our Father, don't leave us hopeless. You killed the Prince of Life, whom God raised from the dead, of which we are witnesses. In verse 16, and it says, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong. And let me pause right there, because if you read through these verses in the same chapter, Acts chapter number 3, you will see that a miracle had just been done on a man who could not walk. And that's what they're talking about in verse number 16. Like I said, we can only highlight verses for you. You know what I mean? But yeah, you get into the word of God for yourself. Like I said, verse 16 says, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him, this, the faith that comes through him. That's how you know we ain't tripping, those of us that got faith in the Almighty. Yes, the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So a miracle had been performed on him. And I'm talking about the one that didn't believe him, they couldn't deny it either. You see what I'm saying? Because the stuff Jesus do, you know it's God. You know he's God. You know it's there. He do stuff for you that nobody else can do. You know it's God. You know what I'm saying? We just want you to embrace him. Everybody to embrace him. You know what I'm saying? For real. All right? Verse number 17 says, yet now, brethren, I know that you did it in ignorance, as did so your rulers. He's giving them a chance to repent. And it says, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets, God spoke by his prophets. See there? God foretold. People, you killing people, thinking you killing people. That's God. You can't kill God, man. You tried to, you killed his son and he came back to life. God raised him back up. He's the Prince of Life. Verse 18, Acts 3 says, but those things which God foretold by the mouth of all his prophets that the Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. Everything that God spoke and told before time by the mouth of all his prophets, and then how Christ will suffer, it has already been fulfilled. Verse 19 says, repent, therefore, and be converted. You still got time to believe and follow Christ. You know what I mean? Screw Satan. He ain't nothing. He going to hell. Why would you want to follow him? You know what I mean? Because he presents as nice, whatever. You know it's a crappy deal, right? But I'm going to enjoy these toys like a Happy Meal. Man, get out of here with that. You know what I'm talking about? It says, repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing. That sounds good to me. Times of refreshing. Who can't use that? Especially when this world make you work so hard and work you so hard. Who can't use times of refreshing? It says, repent, therefore, and be converted. Get on Jesus' side now. Ask him for forgiveness. Change it. Let him put everything on him. You know what I mean? Take up his cross. Take up his life in you. All right? Repent, therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. You can be guiltless with God. You know what I mean? Blameless with God. Your sins may be blotted out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord. You get times of refreshing just by being in God's presence, man. This real stuff, man. You know what I mean? That's how we know God is real. He reveals himself. It ain't for him to show and prove, but he does this to his people when we do what he say, get closer to him, you know what I mean? And that he may send Jesus Christ, who was preached to you before, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration. He's up in heaven right now, until the times of restoration. Look at that. He's the Prince of Life. He's going to give you times of refreshing, then he going to give you a time of restoration. You know what I'm talking about? Restore you, refresh you. The Prince of Life, man. Come on, man. Talking about Jesus. All this is found in Christ. That's why they try to play him on the surface like he ain't nothing. Look how deep he is, really, man. Whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration. This is God's benefit package. of all things, the times of restoration of all things. He is the life, going to renew and restore everything. Restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. God got prophets. Yeah, man do prophets on their own, but God got true prophets. You know what I'm saying? God, he don't sound like nobody else. Everybody be trying to sound like him, but you know when it's God speaking. He's not to be confused with, because he's a still small voice. He's a still voice. His voice don't change. What he said don't change. People be changing up what he say, but what he said, it don't change. You know what I'm talking about? For real. That's why this Bible's still relevant to this day, whether people choose to believe it or read it or not, or try to boot it out. This is my God-given right to do his will, and that's what I'm going to do. Screw Satan. You know what I'm talking about? And everybody that's pushing forward for his agenda, we rep the Christ, man. All right? Verse 22, Acts chapter 3 says, "For Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me." This was Moses said. He going to raise up a prophet like you for me. I mean, like me for you. Talking about Jesus. Moses was talking about Jesus. And Moses, the one that wrote Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You know what I mean? He wrote those. And he was back then talking about Christ. In Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, he talking about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? The Lord God will raise up you a prophet like me from your brethren. Him you shall hear in all things, whatever he says to you. And it shall be that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed. Told you, God ain't come here to make friends with the enemy. Every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. I thought God was a God of love. He's a balanced God, too. A well-balanced God. Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 24 says, "Yes, and all the prophets from Samuel and those who follow, as many as have spoken, have also foretold these days. You are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant, which God made with our fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. To you first, God, having raised up his servant Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from their iniquities." Yeah, he's the Prince of Life, your real life, the true life. Your true life is only found in Christ. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ, man. Let's continue with some more verses, man. Today's topic, the Prince of Life. The S-O-N shine, the sunshine. Mm-hmm, the true sunshine, the Prince of Life. The S-O-N shine. Jesus. Yeah, that's right. When you going to stop representing the Christ? It's God's word, man. You got a problem with God's word? We got a problem with you then. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. That's for real, man. Let's go to the next scripture, though. Revelation chapter number 5. Still looking at the Prince of Life, exalting Jesus the Christ, man. He is the Lord over darkness and light. You know what I'm talking about? That means darkness got an answer to him. That means the light got an answer to him. That's for real, man. Revelation chapter number 5. I'm sorry. Revelation chapter number 5. Revelation chapter number 5, verses 1 through 5, and then we're going to skip down to verse 12. And it says, "And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back, and it was sealed with 7 seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, 'Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?'" Who is worthy? Strong angel screaming this. Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals? Verse 3, Revelation 5 says, "And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to even look at it." Good God Almighty. Verse 4, Revelation 5 says, "So I wept much, cried." But I told y'all, God don't leave us hopeless. Watch this. Revelation chapter 5, verse 4 says, "So I wept much because no one was found worthy
to open and read the scroll or to look at it. Y'all see that? No one. No one. That covers the physical realm and the spiritual realm. That covers humans, and it covers angels and demons. It says no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look at it. That's why he was crying. Because he's looking at it from a man's perspective. But God about to show him something. Verse 5, verse 5 says, but one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Don't cry, man. Dry your eyes. Do not weep. Behold, look, the lion of the tribe of Judah. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Lions are not soft. You think so? Go find one and smack him and see what happened to you. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about lions are so fierce and strong that their roar will clear the whole jungle out. Their roar will clear. I'm talking about the roar will make a human go in the house. That's how strong, fierce the lion. Yeah, okay. Verse 5, but one of the elders said to me, do not weep. Behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. See, David, the one that ran toward the Goliath. It's the root of David who we talking about, the Prince of Life. The root of David has prevailed. Uh-oh. He has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seals, his seven seals. He already did it. It is finished. That's what I'm talking about. Nobody could do it. No one could do it. But Jesus, God himself. You know what I'm saying? Skip down to verse 12. It says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Mm-hmm. To receive power. He's worthy to receive power, to receive riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory. See, y'all think just because he showed his humble side that he's soft and y'all could do whatever to him, but God raised him up, and now y'all scared. Uh-oh. Is this thing on? Now they scared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our Father is with us, man. You know what I'm talking about? And ain't nobody scared of the devil. Because we got God the Almighty, our Father. Emmanuel, God with us. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. It says, worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Don't weep. Don't cry. Dry your eye. Look, the Lion of Judah. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. David wasn't soft by a long shot, period. Yeah, we them warriors, man. We don't be scared of Goliath. We run toward Goliath in the name of Jesus. Knock him out, chop his head off with his own sword. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, Jesus, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seals. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, coming back like that conquering lion. Revelation chapter number 1, let's get it. Verse number 7 and 8. Revelation chapter number 1. Verses 7 and 8. Revelation chapter number 1. Verses 7 and 8 says, behold, he is coming with clouds. Y'all better know that. He is here now. To us. Yep. Conquering. Yeah, letting the devil know. Yeah, I'm here. I'm Lord. And these folks that believe me. And yet he's still coming with clouds. According to Revelation 1, verse 7. Behold, he is coming with clouds. And every eye will see him. Believe that. Even they who pierced him. Now, good. You can't be that famous. Even the folks that's already dead going to get up and see you when you come. Ain't nobody. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson was a famous superstar, whatever you want to call him, icon, whatever y'all want to call him. But he still can't resurrect no dead. You know what I'm talking about? When Jesus come, every eye that seen him, that ain't seen him, that believed him, that don't believe, every eye going to see. Even the ones who pierced him, already dead. Even the ones, some of them, the ancestors, still trying to pierce Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Even now. But every eye going to see him. Even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. Prince of Life says this, I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come. The Almighty. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. the Almighty God, man, Abba Father. That's what I'm talking about. This is when hip hop meets Christ, man. We up in here. Today's topic: the Prince of Life, the S-O-N shine. Yeah, the sunshine. We be right back after these messages. What up, Wanda? I see you. What's happening with you? Yes, sir. Be back in a minute. Uh-oh. All right, Wanda. I see you want to speak on it. What it is, Wanda? Mic check. What's happening?
Hey there. What's going on, Aces? I just wanted to check in. I've been moving all day, but I just want to know, want you to know that the broadcast is going well. It's beautiful because God is the sunshine. He is our everything. I'm so thankful that we have Jesus in our heart and in our spirit, and he is with us every day, and it's such a blessing. We don't have to worry. We don't have to cry. I just listened to what you were saying about he is a lion this time. He's not a punk. Mm-hmm. He's not a punk. Mm-hmm. He's standing strong. Like you said, you don't want to try no lion. You don't want to try him. You don't want to slap him if you want to. You're not coming back from that. You're not coming back from that. And that's what God is telling you now. If you don't get it together, if you don't choose Jesus as your Savior, you're not coming back from that. You're going to hell, and you're not going to live. But if you choose Jesus, you're going to live and not die, and you're going to have everlasting life and have it more abundantly because he blesses us right here and right now. Even though he hasn't come through the clouds, he's here, and he blesses us every day right now. And all you have to do is know him for yourself. Get into the Bible for yourself. That Bible is so important. That's your food. You cannot live without food. You have to get into that Bible for yourself, and you got to know God for yourself and know that Jesus is your Savior so you can live. That's all. That's all it's about. And then he is
Jesus
the Savior.
Lord.
You don't want to live in darkness. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to be in the dark. Open your eyes. Let the sun shine in. Come on. Get some of this Jesus. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's all they can do. And people make it so hard. But ain't nobody making the devil decisions hard. They do that on the spur. They don't have a problem with it.
Right.
But when it comes to making some choices for Jesus, oh, my God. It's like, it's drudgery. That should be the joy. That should be the joy. Because you can't even wake up and breathe without him.
Right.
Even if you don't believe in him, you wouldn't even be here. You would be breathing if it wasn't for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So what's wrong with just seeing him as your Savior and getting to know him for yourself so you can have everlasting life and have it more abundantly?
That's all I can say. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Jesus is Lord. And see, you was talking about, we talking about the lion, but see, the lion is that fierce, but that's still a lion. You know what I'm saying? That ain't got nothing to do. I mean, Jesus is Lord. He's stronger than the lion, though. That's why the lady was able to be healed from his clothes. Even when he was a lamb, the lady was healed from his clothes. When she went to the doctor and then got worse and broke, she just touched a piece of his clothes and was, I'm telling you, this is Jesus, our Lord and Savior. You know what I'm talking about? For real, man. This is when hip-hop meets Christ. We'll be right back in a minute. Get this Jesus.
Close your eyes and reach out for me.
much I love you. You can search all over, but you will never find. I'm the way, the truth, the light.
Did you like that? I thought you would. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. It's the Prince of Life. Making that good love music for you. You know what I'm talking about? He said, yeah. Take a look at my resume. I qualify for this. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You know what I mean? I'm the one you're searching for. But the question is, do you want to be loved, though? See? Do you want me to love you? Because I am love. But do you want to be loved?
Right.
He qualified. Yeah, we talk about the Prince of Life. The S-O-N shine, the sunshine. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Yeah, that's right. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way, and Jesus is the life. Think just cliche. Think about this when you hear it. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the life. So, all the haters of Jesus, why are you hating Jesus, man? What you hating Jesus for? When he only does you right all the time. I'm talking about do right all the time. Do us right all the time. All the time. Don't never do you wrong. What? But you going to go over here and make a deal with Satan, though? Come on, man. He do you wrong all the time. Jesus do you right all of the time. Even when we do Jesus wrong, he still do us right. Help me, Jesus.
Help me, Jesus.
For real. It's going to have to be him. Yeah. So, do you not realize that the only one that should be hating Jesus is Satan? Oh, hating Satan. Call him that, hating Satan.
That's right. Hating Satan.
The only one that should be hating Jesus is Satan. who hates everybody. Jesus, how about Satan hates everybody? You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Jesus was brought forth. He was revealed alive on this earth to destroy the works of Satan. He didn't come here to make no deals with the devil, shake his hand, be his friend. No. Jesus was manifested and was revealed alive on this earth to destroy the works of darkness.
What?
Know that.
Yes.
Jesus is the light.
Yes.
Jesus is Lord over darkness and the light. Remember that. Jesus is, he is Lord. That means the devil got to answer to him. That means everybody else got to answer to him. Everyone. The devil, demons, angels, you know what I mean? People, believers, non-believers, everybody. Jesus is Lord.
Body.
Everything was made through Jesus. Everything. When God made the earth, he made everything through Jesus the Christ. You cannot be in no relationship with God or be learning about God if you ain't got Jesus in your equation. And if you ain't got him in the right place in your equation. And Jesus is just a man. He is a prophet. False. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus is the Lord.
Huh.
Yeah. He the architect. You know what I'm talking about? The master crafter. God was making everything through Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Jesus is Lord over darkness and the light, man. The devil know who Jesus is. That's why he's trying to keep you from knowing who Jesus is. Jesus is the victorious one. Think about it. Who else was born of God and a virgin, man? That's what I thought. 714-202-9959. Who else was born of God and a virgin? I'm talking about Jesus suffered because he loves you so much. He loves us. He even died to fix your relationship with the Almighty. He died to fix your relationship with the Almighty God who was ready to destroy the whole earth, even in Noah. Only Noah found, I'm talking about God finna kill the whole earth. Only Noah found grace in his eyes. Then Jesus come to save us. Come on, man. The Almighty God.
Yes.
And the Almighty God just so happens to be Jesus' father. You killed Jesus, you killed God's son? You hate God, son?
Right.
His father, the one raised him back up from death. You know what I'm talking about? That's why we glorify Jesus as the Prince of Life. The S-O-N. Shine. We love you, Jesus.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about? And shouts out to everybody who tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? And I see young G done got fresh and clean on him. What it is, King? You done got fresh and clean, didn't you? Yes, sir. Mike
and
King.
You already know what it is, King.
Yes,
Mike
sir. Times of refreshing.
Well, you know what it be like, man. When you wake up to some drama in the morning, and then you tune into that Word of God, you just feel like you got to get. Since you're getting your spirit washed, you got to wash your body sometimes. You understand?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to get. Hey, man, you got to get up under that wall and just let all the dirt just fall off. You know, because we done so much dirt with our mouth. We done so much dirt with our hands. We done so much dirt with our bodies. You know what I mean? Feet be dirty because we walking on dirty ground. You understand what I'm saying?
So even in dirty bodies.
We living in dirty bodies, you know, and we can't speak for y'all, but Genesis over here, my body be dirty, my hands be dirty, my eyes be dirty because sometimes I see dirt, my mouth be dirty because believe it or not, you can believe it or not, even sometimes I might say some wrong things out my mouth. Well, ain't no sometimes, it's a lot of times. That's why God always whooping my behind because I'm hard-headed, but, you know, I'm feeling mighty fine, I'm feeling so fresh and so clean, you know what I mean? Hey, man, it did too. Bro, I was just grooving, man, listening to that song, man, while I was in the shower, man. Hey, man, was that Dietrich Haddon, man, singing that, man?
Yes, sir. You know it.
Man, he said,
Dietrich Haddon.
He said, I'm the one you've been searching for. And then I heard you back that up, Kingo. And you say, Jesus is saying, I'm the one you've been searching for. I sit back and I was talking to King Hurt yesterday, man. We was over at the studio, man. Me, King Hurt, and King Krispy Kreme. And I was like, I said, God, you know what? I feel like I done went straight. I said, God, I feel like I was on a path to doing your will. And I say, God, somewhere up in there, I think I missed a step and went the wrong way. And I say, Father, if that be the case, then put me on the right path.
And see, he told me today that he the one that we've been searching for. And he said, every time I feel like that, all that means is that he's tugging at my heart to say, hey, I just need you to get a little bit more me. Like that one song that Mary Mary them remade, that song where my kids be saying, I need just a little more Jesus. You know what I mean? And see, because we get, listen, man, can I testify, man?
Hey.
Yo, Jesus. Right? Like, you know, and they like, man, you supposed to only testify, man, when God give you something, or this, or that, and the third. No, man, we testify just because he is, and his power in him, and his restoration in him. Let me tell you what I mean. Hey. See, sometimes we can get lost in these things. You understand? We can get lost in these things that man provides, and then we forget that the word that God provided overrides the things that man provides.
Man.
All right, that's what they say in the traditional church. Hello, walls. Hello, walls. Y'all ain't got to say amen. You understand me? I know I'm telling the truth. You know what I mean? We get lost in, oh, man, God done blessed me. I was dealing with this, and then God done blessed me with this, and now all my trouble's gone. Well, we all have to be careful and mindful of our heart. Because even not knowing it, man, we learned the other week that the heart above all is deceitful. And so you got to be real, real careful, because sometimes the enemy can sow something inside the heart and you don't even know it's in there. Because you're too busy thinking you're doing what God wants you to do. And you be like, wait a minute, bro. Am I doing this for Christ? Am I doing this for this? Am I doing this for this? And then you see and you realize, don't nothing comforts you when all the smoke clears and all this and that. And you realize a bunch of people that was, you know what I mean, with you or say that. And then when the smoke clears and you see the small paper few like God did, and then you see that, guess what? One thing remained the same. A lot of things change. Materials come and go. People come and go. Even knowledge come and go. You forget some things maybe when you get older. I don't know. But everything comes to go. Everything comes so that it can pass. But it's one thing, people, that never passed. You better allow one thing to be the common denominator in all these situations that I've gone through this last year. I'm talking about struggling. I'm talking about losing everything like Job did. I'm talking about real pain, but I'm talking about then turning around and getting real gain. And then turning around and remaining humble and remaining 10 toes down in his word. And then turning around and realize that, guess what? All of those things happen so that one thing can happen. God can get some glory.
Hallelujah.
Because guess what? When the material is here, you know what I mean? I learned to praise God for material. See, I done had a Paul experience. And the Apostle Paul, we're talking about the Apostle Paul. We ain't talking about the killer Saul. We're talking about the Apostle Paul.
Yes.
After he got a new identity. After he realized that Jesus was the one he was searching for. When Jesus said, boy, why you hate me? Always talking about these haters of Christ. They hate him because he the truth and they're a liar. But ain't nobody sitting be hating but hating Satan like he said. But see why they hate me? They say, why you hate me? Why you hating me so much, man? Why you persecuting the people that believe in me, man? I'm here for you also. See?
Preach.
And see, Paul come to a place where he learned, he said, you know what, man? I learned in all things to be content. Not settle, but be content. He said, I learned to be content when I have. And when I don't have,
hallelujah.
He learned to be content. And see, with my family, without my family. With my house, without my house. With money and without money. God is the only thing that never changed, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
God is the only thing that remained the same through all of that. A hell of a roller coaster ride. What? I'm telling you. I've been on it. Hell of a year. I've had a hell of a year. But one thing I know is God's word never changed. My financial situation changed. Even my employment has changed. I told my job just out the blue. I just was at lunch break and I just said, hey, forget the lunch break. I'm breaking this joint. I'm out.
They're
I'm
right.
breaking these
He's
chains.
That's right.
Everyone
on.
And I just did it.
And it's like this. Still, with that job or without that job, God's word is still here, y'all.
That's right.
Yes, it is.
We're talking about we're talking about the Prince of Life, y'all.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, right.
We're talking about that description that King O was reading. Mm-hmm. Out of Revelation when he said, look, and I seen a horse, a pale horse coming. And he was talking about all them crowns on his head. Why? Because all the kingdoms that he conquered. Why? God's coming for your head. He's coming for your head. Because, see, I done been where you been. And see, they've been so esteemed to these tears to talk about that the power's in the money. Oh, man, boy. Ain't no power in that. You get what?
Right.
That run out just like life. Huh, it's a starting, it's an ending date. But it ain't no starting, it ain't no ending date to that word of God, because he's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. Ah,
hallelujah.
So your finances start and your finances end. And they end more than likely when someone else say they supposed to end. Unless you want 100% independent or dependent on God, is what I mean. But see, God ain't changed.
No, he ain't.
In other words, he's saying just the same thing that that song was saying. That song just stirred something up in my spirit, because me and my old filthy self, I ain't got no business trying to teach nobody nothing about God. But why he keep filling the mouth with the fire?
Uh-huh.
And I said, God, I'm filthy. Leave me alone. You're like, well, who you talking to? I say, nobody, man. I'm just playing. He said, because I sent a big fish your way. And he did that. And when he spit me out that fish mouth, I still had to go say what he said
say.
And he said, now look at you. You could have done this the easy way.
Right.
But he said, a good man learned from his mistakes. Oh, he said, a wise man learned from other people's mistakes. So guess what, oh? Hey, I wasn't here to get the glory for being a wise man. I was here so that God can get the glory through me making other men wise men. Through my suffering. Ah, because we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. That means somebody got to back. Somebody got to say. Somebody got to take the hit. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So it's unfortunately, well, fortunately, and sometimes in my flesh I may feel that it's unfortunate, but I guess maybe, hey, I got to be slaughtered to these things that I grew attached to, or these people that I grew attached to, because King O, man, and one of the, y'all check this out, one of the most dangerous places we can be in life is being the place where we feel like we can't live life without things or without people. Because God puts you to the test, and he's going to take them people away from you and say, boy, I'm the one that gave you your life. I'm the one that gave you this. I'm the one that you're searching for. You looking for love over there? Watch them, know you? What, you looking for love over there? They don't know you? I don't know. Oh, let me show you what they've been doing to you. Oh, but you've been loving them more than me. And he said, I'm the one you've been searching for.
You're right.
He said, you've been treating them better than me, and I'm the one who can love you. I'm the one who ain't never hurt you. I'm the one who ain't never cheated. He said, I'm the one that never stole from you. I ain't never did nothing. I ain't never put them boots on you. I ain't never sent 12 at you. I ain't never sent police behind you. I ain't never had you in front of the judge trying to put you in bondage. I ain't never had you go subject yourself to food stamps and disability and food stamps and unemployment. I didn't tell you to go subject yourself to that. You cheated on me. God said you cheated on me. But he say, I'm the one you're searching for because the Prince of Life. The anointed one to give the people life.
Right.
He here to give his people heart right. And I don't know what just took over me right then. But then again, I do know. That's for me to know and you to find out.
Yeah.
Hey, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. And we got to know, bro, like, man, I'm telling you. Wonder, you know. Oh, you know, y'all been with me this year. Y'all done seen this. I done had a hell of a ride. Up, down, up, down, up, down. But one thing remained, while I was in his hands, I just thought there was other things that made it, but it was him. It wasn't the people, because when the people were gone, God's blessing was still strong.
Yes.
It wasn't the money, because when the money was gone, God's faithfulness lived on.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it does.
So what you finding out, Dennis, is the fuck you passed that Michael King over because you out of pocket talk so much. Dennis, you done been quiet all the time. You get in the shower, you come out of the shower, you got all that to say. Well, let me see. When Jesus came to John the Baptist, when that baptism took place, something happened. Jesus ascended, and the glory of the Lord appeared before him in front of all of them.
Right.
When he came up out that water, he was on a mission to go harder and go farther.
This is my sir. I'm well
farther,
pleased.
However you want to say it. You feel what I'm saying, Kingo? So I might have jumped in that shower thinking I was supposed to clean up my body from yesterday's dirt or this morning's dirt. But God said, no, it's something deeper inside you that need to be cleaned, my man. You got a little bit of spot right here. You missed the spot, boy. You missed the spot because you got caught up in your feelings, boy. Yeah, you missed the spot because you thought it was you that was doing all that I was doing through you. Oh, snap. Wait a minute. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
That's what he told me. She didn't want to play with fire, huh? God is love, y'all.
Bring the fire.
He the one you're searching for. It's in him, y'all. It's in him. It's in the knowledge of him. So get into the know. Because you're going to need to know basics. And boy, you need to know all these basics. Can you dig it? Then face it. Resurrection of the life to put evil all in his places. Who was that? King Status, boy, resurrected all in their faces. Fireman. Breaking chains. Yeah, yeah, King O.
Yeah. All I got to say is this right here.
I've been watching you and holding you all of your life, even through wrong and right. But I still love you. I hate to see it hurt going through so much pain. Let me love me.
Hallelujah. Jesus says, I'm the one you need. Just let me love you. Just let me love you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, man. We up in here, man. This is when hip-hop meet. The Christ. What's up, bro?
We have a struggle with that, man, because, you know, after coming out that job, you know, working for the correction department, watching those young guys come through there, you know, doing community service, after being, you know, locked up for the little time I was locked up, you know, after walking these streets for the 30 years I've been walking these streets and talking and meeting and greeting people, and, you know, I'm learning, man, that we have a problem with that love word, and it's a major problem, but it's a simple problem. The fact that it's so serious makes it a major problem. The fact that it's so critical, and the fact that so many people suffer from this same diagnosis, which is a broken heart, man. We got broken hearts from childhood, from parents. We got broken hearts from relationships gone bad. We got broken hearts, man, from school peers picking on them. We got heartbreak from family members molesting family members. We got broken hearts from slavery. We got broken hearts from the false indoctrination. We got broken hearts from the church. You understand? We got broken hearts from the government, from the politicians who we allowed to trick us into trusting them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
We got broken hearts all over the place. We hungry, and we can't find nothing to eat. Man, we got men out here trying to be men and trying to be fathers, but there's a system that steps in and prevents that from taking place.
Yes.
Because they don't believe that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Therefore, they condemn. Mm-hmm. And therefore, they destroy the family as a unit by attacking that man and then attacking that woman and then attacking the children and dividing that whole unit, that family unit.
Right. The devil is the light.
Yes,
man. Oh, man, y'all. We love y'all. Oh, man. Don't do me like this right now in front of all these people. Man, love the word, man.
Amen. Love yes, sir. It's all right. It's all right.
That's that word. That's that word, y'all. That's how we gonna do it. That's how he coming. He coming in love.
Hallelujah.
And in his love, he gonna burn up all the evil house.
That's right.
Wow. Because ain't nothing gonna be able to live or survive but love. So if you don't have love, guess what? You're going to be exposed. And you're going to be out here in the open. And you're going to get trampled by the love that's in all the hearts of these young people that God is resurrecting so that he can prove the personification of God in the physical form. You want to see him? He ain't come. Yeah.
I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Show. Yeah. We up in here, man. L-O-V-E. Love. And it's more than just a word, man, because God is love. Jesus said, you'll know my disciples by the love that they show. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, you know what I mean? It's all about love. You can't get around it. You know what I'm saying? For real, man. And God is the healer. So that's why, you know, we keep pushing Jesus and we keep pushing, you know what I mean, get into your word. Because he's the only one that can mend that heart, mend that hurt, all that stuff that Genesis was naming. And then we still didn't name everything. But it's a lot of stuff that caused heartbreak. But we come to, you know, point to the fixer. You know what I'm saying? And that's why we talking about the Prince of Life today. You know what I'm saying? You ain't going to be able to come over here and say, oh, no, they just talking about a religion. No, you're going to get this Jesus. We're going to get this Prince of Life, the true sunshine. You know what I'm talking about? Because we are the sons of God. You know what I'm saying? And he is the Son of God. We are the sons of God, heirs of God, joint heirs with the Christ. You know what I'm talking about? We more than conquerors through the Christ. So that's why we can stand on top of Satan with the authority that God gives us. You know what I mean? Jesus is Lord over the devil. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's why he the one that don't want to hear Jesus, because there's so much power in those five letters. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Jesus, the God. That's right. Acts chapter number 4, man. We got a bunch of more scriptures, but, you know, however God lead, we ain't going to get, you know, go without this word. You know what I'm saying? For sure, man. Acts chapter number 4. we're going to start at verse 11. Still looking at the Prince of Life. Acts chapter number 4. Starting at verse number 11. And it says, this is the stone which was rejected by you builders. Bilderbergs. Yeah. Okay. Let me go. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. You're going to reject Jesus, and he the main piece you need. Uh-oh. The chief cornerstone. You cannot build the building or build anything without the chief cornerstone, Charlie. Like I said earlier, anything else is sinking sand or quicksand. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build that mug. They go for your blueprints to all this stuff, you know what I'm saying, on the world. You think you're going to do this, your plots and plans, all of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wrapping it up. Yeah. Crushing Satan, for real. By the word of God, with the word of God. This is the stone. Acts chapter number 4, verse 11. This is the stone. Jesus, the Prince of Life. This is the stone which was rejected by you builders, you masons. Yeah, like we don't know who y'all is, man. Come on. Which has become the chief cornerstone. That's what masons do. They build, ain't it? Build a bird. All y'all, yeah, we know. God the one shining light on you. Because you're hiding, being secretive from the people, but you cannot keep no secret from God, Abba Father. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. Verse 12 says, nor is there salvation in any other. Salvation, overcoming power, deliverance. You know what I'm talking about? Freedom. Everything you need, the power of Jesus. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven. Even the names who I just called, the Federal Reserve Bank too. There is no other name, FBI, nothing. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Jesus. Them five letters. Not them three letters that I was just calling out, but them five letters, J-E-S-N-U-N-S. J-E-S-U-S. Five letters, one word, two syllables. So much power, the Prince of Life. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Any other religion will get you killed. We didn't come to present no religion. We coming to give you the Prince of Life. Well, he coming to present himself. Now, verse 13, Acts chapter number 4, now when they saw the boldness of Peter, got to be bold with that thing. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Oh, my goodness. This the Bible, plain and simple for you. I'm not making nothing up. I'm going to read verse 13, chapter number 4 again. It says, now when they saw the boldness of Peter, they're like, hold on, man, that man too bold. And John. Yeah. And they perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men. They had no college degrees. Who taught them? But they marveled. They marveled first. It's a marvelous thing to them. And then they realized that they had been with who? Jesus. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Y'all realize that Genesis has been with Jesus. Y'all realize that Wanda been with Jesus. Y'all realize that Oasis been with Jesus. Can't deny this power, man. Emmanuel, God with us. Yeah, that's why we bold and go crazy like this for the Lord and go off on Satan and hit him with the missiles, crushing him. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
yes sir.
Hallelujah.
Verse number 14. It says, verse number 14, Acts chapter number 4 says, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it because he got miracles. I'm talking about the miraculous things that Jesus did and still does cannot be denied. It can't be denied by no unbeliever because they were trying to go against those that was following Christ after they thought they killed them and thought that was the end. God's still doing miracles. Chapter number 4, Acts chapter number 4, verse 14, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. That's when they hit you with the lies. That's when they got to lie on you. You know what I'm saying? Verse 15 says, when they had commanded them to go outside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, that a notable miracle has been done through them. it is evident to all. We see it. Everybody around us see it. Because he did it in front of the people. So it's evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot decide what we're going to do now to go against Jesus and his miraculous works, to go against God the Almighty and the actions that he's taking place and doing through his apostles. You know what I'm saying? And play and say, we can't deny it because we got proof. They got proof. God proved itself. So I'm talking about making non-believers and people that want to go against him believers. In the world, boy, the miraculous things that Jesus did and still does cannot be denied, man. You know what I'm talking about? All right, verse 17 says, but so that it spreads no further, here they go plotting and planning, so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them. Didn't Jesus say, don't worry about their threats now? God told Jeremiah, don't worry about their threats or their faces. You know what I'm talking about? Here you go. God equips his people. You know what I'm saying? And he's with us. But so that it spreads no further among the people, let us severely threaten them, that from now on they speak to no man in this name. See, y'all got, that's a problem with Jesus' name. I'm talking about, ain't got no problem with something but with Jesus, folks. You can live your life however you want to live, and you know what I'm saying? Do whatever you want to do. Just don't live for Jesus is what the world is telling you now. But the devil is the liar that's influencing the world. Now, Christ died for the world. You know what I'm saying? The world continues to reject him to this day. There's still some disciples in this world that's going to represent the Christ to the full, taking the gospel to the world. You know what I mean? Let us severely threaten them from now on that they speak to no man in this name. Verse 18 says, so they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. See, they ain't nothing new under the sun. They've been saying, don't say Jesus on, they've been saying it. Now they're saying, don't let people do it on TV. And I'm tired of y'all compromising folks that ain't representing the Christ for real. You know what I'm talking about? On TV, with these folks saying, don't say Jesus. But at your concerts, you're repping him up, preaching to the choir, because we at your concerts, because we believe in Jesus. But when the world that needs to hear Jesus, you going to mute mouth like they folks telling them? Don't say Jesus. Don't teach them Jesus in the name of Jesus. Teach the name of God. Everybody's screaming out God, but won't scream out Jesus. Satan doing what he can so we don't believe this. Receive this. Jesus is the way. He's the truth and the life. Believe it or not, there's no other way except through Jesus the Christ, shall we? Believe that.
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
for sure, man. That's right. So they called him and commanded him not to speak at all and teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John, here we go. Peter and John, after they said to them, whether it is right in the sight of God, in the sight, you got to put these folk in the sight of God because he's living. Like they say, I call all heaven to witness against you today. Come on, put these folks in the sight of God, man, for real, man. Whether it is right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge that, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. Woo! As for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. That got to be your
follow me
choice and your decision.
No, boy.
No, come on. Verse 21, Acts. Yeah. Acts 4, verse 21. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing. That I told you. We killing Satan every Saturday, every day, really. They can't stop us because we killing Satan. Y'all got laws that say we can't kill man. My Bible tell me not to kill man. You know what I'm saying? So I'm good. But you ain't got no law that say don't kill Satan.
Though.
Right, right. We're going to chop their heads off. Chop them out.
Time to hate. It's
yeah.
Just like it's a time to live and it's a time to die.
That's right. All right.
Satan, you are about to become expired, sir.
That's right. Hourglass done been flipped over on him. You know what I'm saying? By our father. You know what I'm talking about? He done flipped the hourglass on
him.
That's right. Hitting them with these missiles. And they can't do nothing about it. It says when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since the people all glorify God. That's why we had to stay out of the way, so that the people can all glorify God, not us. But what he has done, for the man who was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed, the man was over 40. when Peter came and healed a man, silver and gold I do not have. Then he gonna, but what I do have, I give you to in the name of Jesus, arise and walk. Same stuff Jesus was doing. Now God doing through regular old human beings. So y'all be thinking that God don't use people, regular old human beings. And now that the miracles are being done and can't be denied, they gonna forbid them to preach in the name of Jesus. The devil is a liar. I forbid you to preach in the name of Satan. I forbid you to do that. I forbid you to continue to make deals with Satan and act like it's cool and everything and glorify the devil on the goddamn TV, man. I forbid you to do the crap that you're doing over there in Hollywood. Screw Satan. Stop letting him influence you. Yeah, he's a real enemy. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't using y'all. Because y'all ain't promoting Christ. Y'all promoting foolishness and Satanism. And we sick of it. This that godly stuff going on over here.
Hallelujah.
Kingdom time.
Believe
that.
Hallelujah.
The miracles. The miracles.
Life,
that right.
Jesus,
the miraculous things.
Right.
That Jesus did. He still performs miracles. You know what I'm talking about? They cannot be denied.
Yeah.
Jesus is real, whether you believe him or not. It still don't change
Hallelujah.
Who he is. I don't believe in Jesus. I don't believe. It still do not change who he is.
Mm-hmm. No, you got to believe, boy. Just know that he
is. Right.
Hey, man.
That's right.
Man,
I am.
I am whatever you want to call me.
Yes, sir. I beat it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I am. Acts chapter number 5.
I am that I am.
Acts chapter number 5:1. I feel like you got something to say, so after I read this, I'm going to push play on you. You know what I'm saying? Then we're going to go to a song. I feel like you got something in there. But Acts chapter number 5:29. And we read verses 29 through 32 right quick. You know what I mean? It says, but Peter and the other apostles answered and said, here we go again. We ought to obey God rather than men, like I pointed out before. God ain't never told me to stop saying Jesus. God don't get mad when I say Jesus. I think that make Jesus, God happy when I say Jesus because I know him. You know what I'm talking about? And I think that will put a smile on God's face if he ever gave me the opportunity to get a microphone and go on in front of some of these popular networks and say Jesus. I believe that will put a smile on his face, too, to see one of his people stand up in Satan's face and say, screw you, Satan, we going to get this Jesus, like Kanye used to do. When he said Bush don't like black folks on live TV. Get this Jesus on live TV, yeah. Give me a microphone. Give me the video and see what's happening. You ain't got to get it to me. We going to make our own. Yes, sir. We got the studio. We got the video crew. So it don't even matter. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
YouTube. Okay. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But for real, though. You know what I mean? Obey God over man. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus. Not nobody. Not no scientist trying to clone somebody. It say the God of our father raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Why y'all be hanging folks on a tree, man? Huh? Yeah. Yeah, we know we didn't hang people on the tree. We know who did hang folks on the tree, hung our ancestors on the tree. They hung Jesus on the tree. Because that means it's the Satan using people. Verse 31 says, him, though, the one that they hung him on the tree and killed, it says him, God has exalted to his right hand. Uh-oh. God get promotion. Who going to stop that? God overrule. He override everything. You know what I'm saying? You know, you got some people, when you call in and try to get something done, they say, well, we can't do that. But then you talk to the manager, and the manager say, okay, well, I'm going to do this for you. Uh-oh. It says him. He the one. God, the manager. He's the almighty. Verse 31, Acts chapter number 5, him God has exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Raised him up to be prince and savior. Yeah, y'all killed him. Thought he was nothing. He's sleeping in the baby, born in the barn. God raised him up to be prince and savior. Like he raised up these kings ordained by God in these last days. That's going to stand against his foolishness. All right? To give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. Lead that. And it says, and we are his witnesses to these things. And so also is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. We witnessing that he is real, and then the Holy Spirit backing that up even more. Yeah, because you got blood that says that Jesus was here. You got water that says that Jesus was here. You got the Holy Spirit that says that Jesus was here. You know what I'm talking about? Then you got in heaven, you got the Holy Spirit, you got God, and you got Jesus himself that witnesses that Jesus was here. You know what I'm talking about? So obey God over man. Take God's word more serious than man's word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I go, all I got is my word and my ball. That God for real. I got my word. My word do what I say. That's how tight he is with it. My words do what I say. Let there be. Remember? It did what I told it to do. My words performed what I said. Life and death in your tongue. Take God's word more serious than the man than man's word. Take God's word to heart. You know what I'm talking about? Stop taking everything that man say to heart. But well, God says to heart. That goes for some healing right there. What Genesis was talking about. You're brokenhearted because of what somebody said to you. Don't take what man says to heart. Whether it's your parents or whoever, uncle, whoever. Don't take what they say to heart. You know what I'm talking about? Take God's word to heart, though. Because he ain't going to do nothing against you. You know what I'm saying? He'll go against your flesh. Believe that. But he's not going to do nothing against you. You know what I'm talking about? This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to all those that's listening. Today's topic, the Prince of Life, the Sunshine, S-O-N.
Make that every day show. I'm loving it.
You gonna sing about love without singing about he? Yes, sir.
When he is love, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right. By singing you a serenade every time the wind blow. Ooh, what? What? You think he make both songs together? He sing you a serenade every time the wind blow. Yeah, you feel that wind blowing?
Where they do that at?
Right. sing you a serenade every time the wind blow, boy.
That's the presence of God. You don't get wind.
That thing ain't getting wind blowing, man.
You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's right.
It's the Prince of Life. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, man. What's cracking? You all tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shouts out. Much love to everybody that's listening. We appreciate you. You know what I'm talking about? Got your homie Oasis on the line. Got your homie Genesis on the line. Got your homie Wanda on the line. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Got the Holy Spirit on.
Had
Holy
DJ
Spirit
Krispy Kreme on the line earlier.
DJ Krispy Kreme, give me some of them donuts. Yeah, got the Holy Spirit on deck. Got Jesus on deck. Got God on deck. G-O-D. God on deck. You know what I'm talking about? Abba Father. Yes, sir. We up in here, man.
Hey, speaking of the Krispy Kreme donut, King.
What's up, Charlie?
Hey, speaking to the donut, man, on broadcast, man. Yeah, we let it be known. Hey, we doing a, we about to do a Krispy Kreme fundraiser with them donuts, too. Why are you saying that? Straight up and down, coming up this week, you know what I mean? KOBG,
we'll right.
be partnering with Krispy Kreme Donuts to do a fundraiser, a 10-day fundraiser. We have a target goal in mind, and we shall discuss that further in detail in the meeting tomorrow, King. But yeah, man, so
cool.
Y'all tune in, man. You stay in the surrounding areas of Jonesboro, Douglasville, Riverdale, Forest Park, Atlanta, Decatur, anywhere in this Hey, man, get at us if you want some of these hot fresh Krispy Kreme, man. Put your orders in now, and we'll give them to you this week coming up, man. That's it. We're hiphopmeetsprite.hotmail.com. Yeah. Or 714-202-9959.
Yeah, sure. That's what I'm talking about, man. Hey, we can give you the, they're going to be some fresh donuts. We might can't give them to you hot, you know what I'm saying? Put the hot sign on, you know what I'm saying? But they'll be fresh.
Yeah.
Well, we got to find a hot one.
We get them to your friends. If you're within 30 miles, we get them to your friends.
You got to get a hot side, make folks wreck their car, come over there and get these donuts. Yes, sir.
Hey, boy, we go get them hot bags like our Pizza Hut and Domino's got. Boy, we go buy them hot bags, keep it hot.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
We got them hot Krispy Kreme donuts. They say, how y'all got some hot Krispy Kreme donuts? That's right. We got you. We got the fire of God.
Boy,
yes, sir.
It's the kingdom. We create the heat. We keep it hot.
Right.
Fire, boy.
Right. It's summertime, man. It's summertime, God, don't it? It's hot.
Hey, they
you
need to come and give God some of their time, June 21st.
Uh-oh.
Too, boy. At Capital Gateway Apartment. The old Capital Home Apartment. You know what I mean? In the hood, in the ghetto. You know what I mean? That was redeveloped. We still going out there showing love to them children, man. Again, June 21st, officially summertime. So come give God summer your time. We going to be at Capital Gateway Apartments. I think the address is 895, I think it is.
89. Hold on, I got it. 89 Woodward Ave.
Get that address, King. Get that address.
89 Woodward Ave. That's W-O-O-D-B-A-R-D. Woodward Ave. Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. That's Capital Gateway Apartments, 89 Woodward Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia, 30312. Yeah, give God some of your time. Hip-hop gospel concert, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Hey, free food,
if you do music
free
for the
concert.
Glory of God, spoken word,
right.
Music, spoken
all
word,
right.
Play instrument for the glory of God, come through, man. We ain't too
right.
proud to listen to that stage. That's God's stage.
Right.
Come through, bring
all
your
right.
music, come network. If you got an independent-owned business where you follow the direction
mm-hmm.
of Commander-in-Chief, Father God, then you come out there with the rest of us generals in this
yeah,
heaven. You understand me?
That's right.
And we're going to make it happen. So come on out here and rub elbows, because God said, man, give, make room for him and place him before great man. Boy, ain't no greater place than the kingdom. We got it if you need some. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Come out there with us, man. We're going to do it up. Like I say, free food, free concert. You know what I'm talking about? This that kingdom. We setting you free for real. That's the price.
Yeah,
the, boy. You know,
yeah,
boy. The Prince of Life. Prince of Life. The Prince
yeah,
of Life. Boy. Let's get back into some of these scriptures, man. You know what I'm talking about?
Well,
overtime today. It's all gravy. Yes, sir. We going to James 5. James 5. Reading verse 7 and 8. James chapter number 5. Let me see. As y'all see, we five. I'm turning, as you find it in your Bible, I'm turning to James chapter number 5. Let's see, verse number 7 and verse number 8. Let's see. All right. And it says, therefore be patient, brethren. Be patient. That's for all us. That's for Genesis, Oasis, Wanda, every follower of Christ. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. He coming. Be patient. He here now. How he here? He still coming. Yeah, that's why you think the Bible contradicts itself, because you don't understand this kingdom mentality. He's here, and he's still coming. Yep. Do that. Believe that. Therefore, be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it, waiting on the fruit of the earth, patiently. Why we can't wait on Jesus patiently, huh? Waiting patiently for it until it receives the early and latter rain. Yeah. The early rain and the latter rain. All right. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand. Uh-oh. The coming of the Lord is at hand. Yeah, we've been preaching the kingdom is at hand. How about the coming of the Lord is at hand? Yeah, that's ushering in his kingdom, man. Yeah. Y'all be thinking we playing. Ain't nobody playing. Satan, no. We're not playing. We're not playing with his punk easy. And that's for real. We shining light on the demons. Ain't no hiding from us. This is the revealing of the sons of God. To usher in the Son of God. John chapter number 10, though. Moving right along, next scripture, John chapter number 10. John chapter number 10, we're going to start at verse 27. John chapter number 10, starting at verse 27, we're going to read 27 through 30. It says, my sheep hear my voice, this is the Prince of Life. The sun shine, S-O-N. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's why when we say Jesus, he show up. Jesus, he coming. I'm talking about for real. We ain't just saying, naming him Lord, Lord, and he don't know who it is. Who that calling me? Who that calling my name? Yeah, it ain't like that. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them. So when we call Jesus, he show up, because it says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Ooh, man, I could shut it down right there. I give them eternal life. Jesus, man, the Prince of Life. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Yeah, that's right. You should never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, God got some power. Boy, y'all ain't know. Jesus is the master now. Who's the master? Jesus. That's right. For real. It says, I give them eternal life. They shall never perish. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. That go for you too, Satan. Because it say anyone. It don't just say anybody. It say anyone in the physical and the spiritual realm. Neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. Verse 29 says, my Father who has given them to me, he is greater than all. Oh, my goodness. There it is. Keep preaching. There it is, Genesis. My Father, our Father, is greater than all. And no one is able to snatch them or you out of my Father's hand. Mm-hmm. I and my Father are one. Yeah, we talking about the Prince of Life. How you going to be serving God then he's saying right here, I am a father of one, but you denying Jesus? How you going to be serving God and you denying Jesus? That's a demon. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, we ain't scared.
Right.
At all. You know what I'm talking about? We bold with it.
Don't say John chapter 15. Jesus. Ain't that what they told us at the concert, bro? It's a gospel concert. Don't say Jesus
right.
all the time. Boy, you don't lost your mind. Get a D behind me, Satan.
That right. The Holy Spirit is the one who exalts Jesus. So he must ain't have no Holy Spirit in him. You know what I'm talking about? Because the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. the one that going to exalt Jesus. The Holy Spirit is hey. The one that qualifies us for doing the work of God. Abba Father.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
Move right along. 15. One in Genesis, I want y'all to help me with John chapter number 17. We're going to end right there. So y'all can listen and then y'all can get into it, whatever, however you want to do it. But John chapter 17, we're going to chop the whole chapter up, then we're going to get out the broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all be ready. You know what I'm saying? All right, right now, let's go to John 15. John 15, verses 1 through 5. It says, I am the true vine, the Prince of Life. Mm-hmm. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Told you. God the Almighty is Jesus' Father. So if you got a problem with Jesus, guess what? You got a problem with God. And it ain't nothing but one God. Mm-hmm. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. See that, Genesis? There you go. Jesus said, you are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Yes, sir. Verse 4 says, abide in me. Stay in Jesus now. Continue to be in, got to stay connected to him. Abide in me and I in you. As branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Stay in Jesus. Verse 5 says, I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. That's how you're going to continue to bear fruit because you in him. For without me, you can do nothing. Yeah, nobody can snatch you out of his hand or anything. Without him, you can do nothing. Verse 12, skip to verse 12, John chapter 15. It says, this is my commandment. This is my commandment. This is the Prince of Life's commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. See that? Love fulfills the whole law. A lot of people out there talking about thou shalt not, thou shalt, and doing that, but ain't got no love. Love is what fulfills the law, because Christ fulfilled the law, and Christ is love. He said, you know my disciples by the love that they show. Love covers a multitude, you know what I'm saying, of sins. Come on, man. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friends, being selfless. You know what I'm saying? Selfless. Skip over to John 16, one chapter over, and look at verse number 16. John 16, in verse number 16, it says, a little while, and you will not see me. This is still the Prince of Life saying, speaking. A little while and you will not see me. And then again, a little while and you will see me. Because I go to the Father. That's where we at right now. A little while we will not see him. Again, a little while we will see him. And sometimes God won't let you feel his presence like he let you feel it yesterday. And sometimes he'll bring it on stronger than you felt it ever before. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, man. God is with us. You know what I'm talking about? A little while you will not see me, and again a little while then you will see me, because I go to the Father. Now skip down to verse 20. And it says, most assuredly I say to you that you will weep, you will cry, you and lament, crying bitterly, but the world will rejoice. Oh, we got to remember this. The world rejoicing right now. We over here like, God, why you won't take them out? I'm over here preaching my back loose, and I ain't got a dime. But they over there saying, forget Jesus and worshiping the devil, and they prosperous. But it says, most assuredly I say to you, this is encouragement for God's people. I say to you that you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be sorrowful. But your sorrow will be turned into joy. That's right. You got nothing to worry about. You're going to cry. You know what I'm saying? The world is laughing now, but they're going to cry forever. See, we might be crying now, but we're going to laugh forever. You see what I'm saying? So I'd rather be born twice and die just once than to be born once and die twice. You know what I'm talking about? Got to face second death, too. You know what I'm saying? So be born again. You know what I mean? And that's for real, man. All right, it says, verse 21, John 16 says, a woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish. Now, I'm talking about that. If you ever seen it, and if you are a woman, you know what I'm saying? You know how it go. But I seen this. Seen my children be born. As soon as she, I'm talking about in pain. They be in pain. They squeeze in all this, that, and other. They say, push. And then soon as the baby born, they forget the pain because they see that the baby right there. I'm talking immediately the pain goes. They ain't studying the pain, nothing no more. Excruciating pain. I heard that it hurt real bad when a lady bring a child into the world. You know what I'm saying? But soon as that baby born, soon as they see that baby, all the pain gone. Boy, good grief. Now, take this out. This is spiritual with it. Verse 21, chapter 16 of John. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that took over now, that a human being has been born into the world. And that's what Jesus is saying for us in verse 22. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be in pain and this, that, and the other, but your sorrow will be turned into joy. You're going to have joy. It's going to make you forget the pain. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I like that. You're going to have so much joy, you ain't going to even remember the pain. No pain, no gain. You ain't going to even remember it, man, because of the results. And this is real, real stuff. You know what I mean? All right, verse 22 says, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again. Don't despair. Keep your hope. You know what I mean? Therefore you now have sorrow. What's going on in the world? But I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice. Your joy no one will take from you. Look at that. God trying to get, he's going to give joy. He's going to let you rejoice, celebrate. Come on, man. What you hating him for? He don't do nothing but good. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name, though. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full. Yes, sir. Ask him, and you're going to receive it, so that your joy may be full. Now, skip down to verse 33. It says, these things I have spoken to you, that in me, in the Prince of Life, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation. But be of good cheer. Rejoice, celebrate, because I have overcome the world already. You know what I'm talking about? Gonna go one more scripture, and then we're going to come to us. We're going to close out that John 17. Revelation 21, verse 6 and verse 7. And it says, and he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. He or she who overcomes shall inherit all things. God owns the whole earth. And it says, I will be his God, and he shall be my son. This is when hip-hop meets Christ, man. Hold on. Before we go to that scripture, hold on. We got to do it like this, man. We'll be right back. Yeah, after these messages, and that we're going to close out with that John 17, Wanda, and Genesis. Be right back in a minute, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Victory, heaven. You see our victory away. sunshine. I walk through the darkest of times to compose these hard-filled rhymes for you. My God told me to. That's when my dreams come true. It's destiny. No more losing on them streets. Here comes the best of me. Yes, I'm a blessing to your world. So treasure me. Every hood feeling me. We family. I'm a tragedy turned fantasy. Through all the madness, God gave me sanity. Not through poetry, they think I'm rapping. Me and my angels backstage laughing. Mama in heaven, praise dancing. She glad and I'm happy.
Smiling face. Love the rainy day. I do, yeah.
Molded me into a blessing. After all the checking from God, man, I ain't asked no questions. But it was hard, though, when the clouds swallowed my mom's, Joe. See, Chicago, y'all really don't know. Back in the 80s, I grabbed the town, was ready to throw. But no, without my mama, God knew I had nowhere else to go. But to him, no one comes before him. No mother, no idol. No woman, no title. I'm still a disciple, but I got a new chief. I got my Bible, homie, and I'm turning a new leaf. The devil's knocking at my door, cause I'm writing this new speech. I'm just trying to do me. From books to CDs, where the truth is, you see me. From gangsters in a cell block, I'm back. Witness the gift and watch Moses part the Red Sea.
You see, our victory awaits. Victory, yeah. I can't wait to see your face. Yeah. Let heaven have a stage for me, for me. Whoa. At your picture and it's you. Can't believe it's gone, can't be true. Yeah, standing on the stage and I don't know what to do. You gave me love, you gave me joy, you gave me tears. You took away my pain, you took away my fear.
Yes, you did.
I'm in this house alone and I don't know why I'm here, but I miss you. Yeah, I miss your smiling face. I miss you. I think of the rainy day. Your smiling face, yeah, yeah. But it's victory. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I miss you.
Listen. You see, our victory away.
Victory away.
I can't wait to see your face.
Wait to see your face, yeah.
Now there's heaven, have a stay. For me, whoa, yeah.
I miss your smiling face. I think of the rainy day.
Heaven. Life hasn't been the same since you left me.
Meets the Christ. Shouts out, much, much love to all those that's listening. Wanda, you ready? Young G, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Mike, check. Y'all ready, man?
Yeah, we ready. We ready.
Yeah, we ready. Yeah, we ready. What's up, Genesis? I ain't heard Genesis. Genesis, Young G. long as God give me the meat. You be multitasking, man. Maybe busy. Yes, sir. All right. Let's get it. John 17. Hey, Young Genesis, when you come in, man, pick up on verse 20.
Yeah,
gonna read that.
I'm here. I couldn't find
okay.
my phone unmuted. I'm trying to load up this equipment. DJ
okay,
Clean
okay.
got, man, so I ain't going to be able to read it, but I'll be
it's
able to speak
baby.
On it because I can definitely hear it.
All right, so I tell you what, after we read it, then you speak on it and then take us out of prayer then, bro. We do it like that.
All right, I can do that.
All right, that's what's up. All right, for sure, man. All right, let's go. John chapter number 17, man. We're going to end it like this. John chapter number 17. It says, Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. Glorify your Son, Father, that your Son
yes.
also may glorify you. I got to say that one more time for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you. As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that
yes.
they may know you. This eternal life, verse 3, John 17. This is eternal life, that they may know you. Not just knowledge, but knowing God. The only true God. The only true God. One more
yes.
time. Only true God.
Only.
And Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. And now, O Father, glorify me together with yourself, with the glory that I had with you before the world was. I have manifested your name to the men whom you have given me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that all things which you have given me are from you. For I have given to them the words which you have given me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came forth from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I pray for them. I pray for them. Yeah, Jesus saying, the Prince of Life saying, I pray for them. I do not pray for the world, but for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. And all mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I am glorified in them. Go ahead, Wanda, verse 11. Take us on. Verse 11, Wanda.
Verse 11. Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one. As we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name. Those whom you gave me, I have kept, and none of them is lost except the son of the perdition.
Yeah.
But now I come to you, and these things I speak in the world that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them your word, and the world had hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
Amen.
As you sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world. And for their sake, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. I do not pray for those alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their words, that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And
hallelujah,
the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfect in me, in one, and that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also whom you gave me may be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which you have given me. For you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Phoebe, the world has... Oh, sorry.
You good. Me finish
it? Oh, Phoebe, the world has not known you. But I have known you, and these have known that you sent me, and I have declared to them your name, and will declare it, that I love, that the love which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them.
Hallelujah. Young G, long as God give it to
you. You already know, I'm on ready, I'm on go. All you got to do is tell me to pull the trigger, and I'm popping them with these lyrics.
Pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, that word of God tells us that God himself said, hey, I'm sending them out here into this world. And it's so funny, man, because I got a text message, bro. I don't know if you remember. You remember 2.0 from TNT, the rap group, the Christian rap group, TNT? Man.
Yeah.
You know, I be seeing them out. Well, I seen them once, twice out there in a couple open mics. So he invited me to an open mic last night. But, you know, I was in the studio all night. But I'm going to read the text message that I got from this man. Well, from Father God through this man. It was a trip, right? And it kind of lines up with this word of God, with what Wanda just read, saying that he sends us out to the world. And then we see we got Jesus interceding that we be where he at. And that we do and experience what he done and experience. But then what homie hit me with last night, he asked me, was I trying to come through to the open mic? My response to him this morning was, bro, I didn't leave the studio till about 4 a.m. He was like, LOL, same time we left. Get it in, though, homie. But then his final statements, I took to heart. Yeah, dot, dot, dot. The streets need you. Dot, dot, dot. The kingdom needs you in the streets. My response was, wow. This is while I was on the broadcast at 1:22 p.m. He sent that at 1:20 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
My response was, wow. Mm-hmm. I heed that word from Father. I answer with yes. That means I'm out here in these streets. I'm out here in the world. Oh, man. Oh, man. I'm out here. We out here.
Mm-hmm.
He sent us out here. And we about his business while we out here. So that the prophecy might be fulfilled. That he sent us out into the world. That he sent us out here to expose the truth by living the truth. We testify him with our lives and with our love so that that word might be fulfilled. What word? His word. That word like Jesus, that name shall live in the hearts and in the minds of all of the youth. He said, behold, I see a pale horse coming. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. He always does the right thing. He loves those that despitefully use him. He loves them that hate him. He say, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.
Hallelujah.
And now he has sent that same generation that he told you about back then is here upon you now to tell you that the kingdom the day of the Lord is at hand. And we are the fulfillment of that prophecy that Jesus spoke when he said, this that you see me do, so shall you also do, even greater. So we're here to let you know that the kingdom of heaven is here. He don't want your money. All he needs is your heart right here.
Amen.
Resurrection of life. The death of evil. It's the death of death, y'all. By who? One man. The Prince of Life. Who sent him?
Yeah.
The King of Life. Who sent me? That same King. That same King.
Mm-hmm.
Who sent Wonder? That same King. What you mean? Who sent 2.0 from TNC? That same King. Who sent me? That same King. Who sent DJ Cream? That same King.
That right. Yeah.
Who sent Oweezy? That same King. Who sent Red Storm? Mm-hmm. What that same King.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who sent Revolution? That same King.
That right.
Who sent people like Stony Hill? That same King. Boy, the kingdom is upon you. Repent now. Meaning change your heart. Stop trying to change your lifestyle. That ain't your problem. It's your heart that's making your lifestyle what it is. Change your heart, then your mind will follow. Then the body has no choice but to follow the head. It's the kingdom. K-O-B-G. King G.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. The hip hop is Christ. We out this peace, man. We'll holler at y'all next time. Keep us in your prayers.
Yeah. Never was. Going down, man. Revolution one time. Yeah, get in. Doctor. Two. Bones, we in here. Sleepy Hollow. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out. It's on again, Ray, if you've been summoned for the mission. It's the winter summer vision, let the thunder lightning hit them. Similar to Illmatic when they listen. Push the preservation of the soul, get it cold when you spit. This is for my brother Carl. Knowing that the gift giver never bar, never searching too far. And when the cops pull us over searching who we are, it's just another sale, black male raise the bar. I'm on the course way under par. I'm in my lane but I send a swerve and the call signal off. The rituals and wicked talk, the videos teach. Man. Revolution one time. Yeah, get in. Doctor. Two. Bones, we in here. Sleepy Hollow. Yeah. Yeah. Shout out. It's on again, Ray, if you've been summoned for the mission. It's the winter summer vision, let the thunder lightning hit them. Similar to Illmatic when they listen. Push the preservation of the soul, get it cold when you spit. This is for my brother Carl. Knowing that the gift giver never bar, never searching too far. And when the cops pull us over searching who we are, it's just another tale, black male raise the bar. I'm on the course way under par. I'm in my lane but I spend a swerve and the call signal off. Rituals and wicked talk. The videos teach the kids to dance before they walk. The Similac be the Cadillac. Chains in the brainwaves. Rich Toby housework. A new age day slaves. On the real, it ain't based on no color now. Or no shape. It's the national. Going down. Going down.
Going down.
Going down. Going down.
Going down. Yeah, it's going down.
Listen. Stop teaching them lies, the surprise is the heat in the cell, in hell for the lies that you speak. Some of y'all really confused. You ain't in the warfare for real, man, you keep Satan amused. Watch the signs integrated in the news. Then they segregate them, call them channels just so you can choose. You think you got a little freedom, huh? And I ain't hating, I'm just distributing literature. And you was waiting, thought the red would get to slipping, bruh. And I'll be praying for you, swimming up the river. Plus, I'm a winner, ask Charlie Sheen. Your boy Revolution spit mean, petrified 16. Christ runs so deep with the potholes in my lawn. I'ma take time with my Lord while the others stand in line writing rhymes about their life a crime. But for real, they in Starbucks twisting lime like.
Yeah. Going down. Going down. Going down. Forever. Yeah.
Yeah. Similar to pieces of a man. When I pick the puzzle up and put it in my hand, it ain't a wheel of fortune seeing through the jeopardy. The price is right, Bob Barker on the industry. And it's a family feud with no love connection. No $1 million question, these are straight blessings. And I had to think, the weakest link. You will never tell me how to think. I never blink on the Lord, I will never sleep. And plus Mr. Revolution always take it there. And I don't never want to be no Hollywood square. I'm still at it, it's academic. When I spit it, I'm in the kitchen, it's these lyrics I keep flipping. Learn the word and name that tune. From the womb to the womb, I'ma do what I do. It's all love like tic-tac-toe. And you gon' need it with that wick-rock flow. Like you ain't no
boy. One time, ball, sleepy hollow. Spur, rap, elusive. You know I'm getting your fast too.
Hey, come on.